The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 16th day of April, Sunday, 2023. Indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And well, the title for the message tonight is, Where is the Rage? Where is the Righteous Indignation? And so, as we start here tonight, we're going to start in Proverbs chapter 23, verses 23 through 28. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. Well, what is he talking about, buy the truth and sell it not? Where do you get the truth? Well, God's Word, the Bible, is the truth. This is the Word of God. And he says, obtain this. Learn the Word of God. Learn the truth. Now, you don't let it go. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, you don't let the world turn your truth into a lie by deception or as they turn on the echo chambers out there and parrot their false narratives today. You folks, you know the Word of God, you hold to, and the fastest way to sell the Word of God is to compromise. No compromise. In this ministry from day one, we've had a policy, no compromise, period. And so, you know, you have those out there in the world that, especially these seminar callers that are very, very devious. And if they can get you just, if they can get the tip of your finger, pretty soon they'll have your whole arm. This is how Satan works, folks. And so no compromise, period, none. Just give me a little of this. Just say, well, okay, we disagree with you. We know that you're totally against child killing, abortion. We know you're totally against that, but at least just give us for the life of the mother or for rape or incest. No. God's Word, the Bible, doesn't do that. God's Word, the Bible, does not do that, okay? So there's no compromise, period. Same thing, well, we know that you're against, divorce. Except for what the Bible gives you for adultery or desertion, but just give us a little bit. No, we don't. We know that you're against same-sex marriage, but just at least allow it when two people really love each other. No, that's the compromise. The Bible here. Let me read that again. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding that you get from God's Word, the Bible. Verse 24, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Listen, folks, 50 years we've told you, if you love your children, Now, get them out of the public school system. If you love your children, get them out of the public school system. The public education system will try to remove all of the righteousness out of a person. They'll do what they can. They have become communist indoctrinated, and this is why you should place your child in a Christian school or homeschool. Now you say, well, there are some exceptions. Well, yeah, I know. There are some of the country schools where even the teachers and the staff have not departed, even Christians and even the public, but they're very rare. The vast majority of those belong to the NEA, which is right from hell. The NEA is an organization right from hell, okay? And so the vast majority of them are up to their eyeballs in communist indoctrination. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bear thee shall rejoice. Well, yeah, when the child stays righteous and does not depart from that righteousness. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. So God is telling them here, look, turn your heart towards me and read the Word of God. You know, bathe yourself in this Word of God here. And so, and all the ways. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. Now here, in this, he's given his son an example of women to stay away from. Today, whoredom amongst women in America is at an all-time high. They just don't call it whoredom, but that's what it is. They have what they call swingers and what they call hot wives out there today. Unbelievable how the digression, how these women have what so many of them have been reduced to. And that's why it is such a blessing for me to attend and to pastor the church that I pastor that are filled with ladies, with real ladies, okay? What a difference when you're around people, real ladies, that have respect and fidelity, and it's just such a difference. For example, look at that program, The View. Those are some really nasty women. I mean, some really nasty women there. If you take and they're vulgar. I mean, really vulgar. And so I would just like, and I've noticed this too. Even the women now that are in politics in Congress, the Republican women that aren't perfect by any means, but they are so much more decent and honorable than the Democratic women. The Democratic women, again, they're unclean. They're described in Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 34. They're very unclean. And here now, he says, for a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lieth in wait for her prey, as increases the transgressions among men. Well, that has two applications. It has the application of a physical woman here, but also, actually, whoredom is spoken more in the Bible of not just of women, but also of men and of nations that have gone a-whoring, okay? And so here in America, organizations have gone a-whoring. I remember, for example, hearing, I believe her name was Leslie Stahl, I believe it was, but she said that, she made a statement that, and this is, with one of the fake news media, one of the government-controlled medias. And she had made the statement that said that my job, she says, is to tell you what you think and why you think it. Now, today the horrors that we face aren't all loose liberal women by any chance. The The NEA, we mentioned, is a whore. Planned Parenthood is a whore. NOW is a whore. The government-controlled media, NBC, ABC, CBS, but with God's Word, the Bible, by the definition of the Word of God, what they've done has made them whores. Of course, all of the media, NBC, ABC, CBS, NPR, and of course the entire Antichrist collective would fit in that category too, also. And so, here now, I was beginning to wonder if our once great nation, America, had forever lost her ability for rage and righteousness and indignation. Over the years, I just could not understand where the passion was when Madeleine Mary O'Hare got expelled from the public school. I couldn't understand why the pastors, were the pastors just so passively, except for the exception of a few. Now, let me just say, there was a small minority of pastors that had the intestinal fortitude to stand up against and speak out boldly against this wickedness. But they were a real minority. And then in 73, when they declared God dead, when that court that was supreme only in their rebellion, only in their sin and tyranny against God and country, when they declared God dead, declared themselves to be dead and said what God has made unlawful, the killing of a child, we will make legal if you buy a license from the state with mammon. There should have been total outrage. There should have been extreme outrage. But again, that was only among a small percentage of us. I remember very clearly how there were so very few. And I would say, back in those days, I was a young preacher, and I would ask, what's wrong with you guys? You know, let's march on D.C. Let's place that corrupt court that committed high treason against God and country. Let's place that court on trial for their treason. And what was my response? My response was some of the older pastors, and one really surprised me because I always thought he was much better than that. He said, if you continue in the way you're going, you're going to bring the government down on all of us. I'll never forget that. I was just amazed. Here, at that point, he was fearing the government more than God. Now, he wouldn't say that. He would have told you, yes, he would be willing to lay his life down for God. But at that point, when he made that statement, I was amazed. I was taken back. And so, here, folks, where is the outrage? And so, in Ephesians 4:26, the Bible says, be you angry and sin not. Be you angry. Have righteous indignation, but sin not. Now, failure to push back against the unrighteousness and the tyranny would indeed, folks, be sins of omission. The Bible makes that very clear. I've preached many, many times on this where God gives us three direct missions in Scripture, three main missions. One, first and foremost, is called the Great Commission. The Great Commission, first and foremost. Two, he tells us that resistance to tyranny, and this goes from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God. And then three, he tells us that we are to stand fast, hold to the traditions of the apostles, and stand our ground, not give up any ground. And so, again, the first and foremost was the Great Commission, the Great Commission. In Genesis, or Matthew 28:18-20, to go out and evangelize, to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teach the Word of God throughout the world. That's mission one, mission one. Now here, I wondered when those on the Matthew 25 right, You know, it talks about those in Matthew chapter 25, the righteousness. When would they awaken? When would they awaken to the reality that their children were being destroyed by this raging left of Matthew 25? And folks, one of the things people don't realize is that there's a huge rise, and I've mentioned it many, many times in this country, a huge, huge, huge rise of Satanism in this country, folks. And hardly anybody knows it. At the same time, you know, we're dealing with a hardcore Antichrist communist front on the left, what they call the Democratic Party. It's hardcore communist Antichrist to the bone. Then you've got the rising threat of Islam, of radical Islam around this country. The fake news media won't cover any of that. We've talked about it many, many times over the years. And now you've got, at the same time, growing amount of Satanism. Satanism is being accepted around the country, and they're opening their satanic churches. And what is happening? So many in the so-called church, they've been so very dumbed down. So very, 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 very dumbed down. I've heard people that are professing Christians say that, well, they have the right to their religion too, just like we have the right to our religion. No, they don't. You don't understand. God has made it very, very clear that is his enemy. And if you're a Christian, these people that have made these statements aren't saved. If they were saved, they would know better than that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. No, they're in deception. And they're saying, well, I'll stand. One guy said, I'll fight for their right to, for their Satanism. That man's a fool. He's an absolute fool, a complete and total fool. And so he'll get his wish one day. He'll be with them, all of them, in that lake of fire. That's where he'll end up. Well, I want to go to the book of Hosea. In Hosea, this is a passage of Scripture that describes America today perfectly. It describes America perfectly. And, of course, it describes Israel perfectly, too. And we start in Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. Change that to, well, or just apply that also. Don't change it, but apply it to America, too. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Folks, this is more and more becoming the situation in America today. Biblical illiteracy is at an all-time high, and people aren't going to churches anymore. The public school system that we warned for years and years and years, that we warned Christian families to get their children out of there before they took all of their faith away from them, and that's happened in the public school system. And so here, as he says, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. That's exactly what's happening in America today, from coast to coast, from the west coast to the east, from the north to the south. Our sewers run red with the blood of innocent children that have been aborted. Over 150 million of them, 150 million of them that have been aborted in this country, been murdered in this country. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the fields, and with the fowls of heaven, yes, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Now look, you keep hearing, Antichrist Joe Biden, Antichrist Obama Biden keeps pushing this, what they call climate change. This whole thing is right from the pit of hell. It's right directly from the pit of hell. The Bible's telling you very closely, you know, very clear, folks, here that it's man's sin. Let me read that to you again. Let me read it again here. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. He's telling you that it's man's sin, not SUVs, not CO2, it's man's sin, okay, that destroys the environment. And here you've got this so-called global warming. No, look. It's got nothing to do with SUVs. It's got nothing to do with burning with gasoline-powered cars or lawnmowers, folks. It's got to do, the sun heats the earth. Folks, it's the sun that heats the earth. Now, this is too deep. I mean, it's really too deep of a notion for many of those on the left. The fact that the sun heats the earth, right? Well, yeah, that's a reality. And here, this whole thing is another one major big scam, like the teaching of evolution. It's got every bit as much credibility as the teaching of evolution, folks. Evolution is impossible. It's mathematically impossible. There has never been, is not now, never will be, never can be, a creation that didn't have a creator. No one has ever seen one, and no one has ever seen anyone that has seen one. It doesn't happen. There is lunacy on the left. And the idea is, look, the vast majority of people in this country are gullible. The vast majority are simple-minded. We'll turn on the echo chamber. We'll just get NBC, ABC, CBS. We'll give them the lie. Here's your lie. Call it a narrative. And go out there and parrot this and parrot this and parrot this and parrot this over. Convince the people. They hear it long enough and loud enough, they'll start believing no matter what lie we give you. And that's what's been happening. That's the reality of what has happened. And so, here, he goes on to say, yet let no man strive or reprove another, for the people are they that strive with the priest. Well, see, the office of the priest, the priest was to go before God on behalf of the people and to intercede before God on behalf of the people. The prophet was to go before the people on behalf of God. And here now, so what he's saying, God had set him priests. And when the priests would go before God and try to intercede, and the people said, no, we forget this repentance stuff. We don't want to hear anything about repentance. Look, we know it is what we like our sin. We love our sin. And we want God to not only condone our sin, we want God to bless our sin. That's what you take him, right? So God says, all right, we see how corrupt you are, how corrupt you people are. Well, I'm going to send you priests that are even more corrupt than you. They'll do you in. Okay, so here he goes on to say, therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophets shall also fall thee with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. The mother is the country. He's telling them, I'm going to send you such wicked, corrupt prophets and priests, the kind that you deserve, and they're going to do you in. And so, he says here, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee. It wasn't that they weren't given the knowledge. The knowledge was provided for them in abundance. They didn't agree with it. Like today, like the vast majority of those in America today, the vast majority of America out there, if they're listening to me today, they would just roll their eyes because they have been so indoctrinated in la-la land. They don't understand that there's only one perfect knowledge in existence. And that's God's Word, the Bible. It's God's Word, the Bible. It is the only absolute, perfectly true that cannot change, that cannot change. Heaven and earth will pass, but God's word cannot. So the only completely perfect source of wisdom, of knowledge, and of truth is God's word, the Bible. Who has said that? God. So folks, and these people professing themselves to be wise, who would smirk and who would laugh and who would mock, well, they become fools. They have become fools. And so here now, he says this, I will also reject thee, and thou shalt be no priest unto me. Now, here you go. We're going back 2,500 years ago, and here, in this case, you had the priesthood, the Aaronic priesthood and that, but now, folks, today, the office of the priesthood has ended. So both applications apply to then as it does today. The office of the priesthood has ended, but we, the church, born-again, Bible-believing Christians, are a royal priesthood. We're a nation of priests. Those that are born-again, Bible-believing Christians are a royal priesthood. And what does that say? Well, here, in both applications back then and here, those, the wicked and the unjust and the corrupt, would be rejected of God as priests. And today, you have the vast majority of professing Christians are not Christians. They're not saved at all. Therefore, they're not royal priesthood. The vast majority of them that have a profession of faith do not have a possession of salvation. Who said that? Jesus? He said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. And he said, in those days, many will say, Lord, Lord, in thy name. And he's going to say, depart from me, because I never knew you. They deceived themselves. And that's the way it is today. That's the way. I run into people every now and then, and they belong to denominations that have totally and completely apostatized. The United Church of the Antichrist, called the United Church of Christ, they got one of those right here. They're turning more and more to satanic, turning to more and more satanic. They've left the Word of God completely. Everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin, United Church of Christ embraces. They embrace it, everything. And so, the Episcopal Church, they have gone, they've departed, have apostatized long time ago. So many out there have. And yet I'll run into people, and they're totally oblivious, because they're biblically illiterate. And that's what he says here. He says that, I will also reject thee, from thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing how thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. How thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I also will forget thy children. Folks, let me tell you, our children have been forgotten. Our children have been forgotten. Look what's happening. You got such a high rate of suicide. The children are confused amongst the children today. What's happening to them? They're dying of fentanyl left and right. They're shooting and killing each other. Why? Because they rejected the Word of God. He says, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. It's like the apostate preachers, like Al Sharpton and others out there that actually prosper off the sin of the people. They get big donations from what Planned Parenthood for killing babies, or drug companies, or Budweiser, whatever. Big donations for their sin. Al Sharpton is not a man of God. He's a man of right from hell. He has promoted everything. He needs to repent. Al Sharpton either will repent or Al Sharpton will spend an eternity in a burning lake of fire. That's a reality, folks. And Al Sharpton better get a hold of that before it's too late. He says, and there should be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall have not increase, because they have left off to take heed of the Lord. Well, that's your prosperity church out there today. That's the prosperity. Remember, Joel Osteen says, live the good life now. The good life now, folks. The Bible says the good life comes after this life. The Bible says the good life is for all of eternity with Him in glory. Joel Osteen says, nope. It's here and now with whatever, as much money as you can grab and material things as you can grab. T.D. Jakes says, I want my stuff now. I want my stuff now. I don't want to wait. I want it now. What does that mean? Well, maybe T.D. Jakes figures there might not be another time for him. But you see, folks, this, the Word of God, is what you hold to. They've tried for years and for decades and millenniums. They've tried to change the Word of God, but the Word of God stands like a rock undaunted through the ages of time. He goes on and he says, my people ask counsel after stocks, and their staff declareth unto them. For the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to eat, and they have going a whoring from under God. Now, here, he's speaking to the men. He's speaking to the rulers. He's speaking to the men here. And he says, they sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and they burn incense upon the hills under oaks and poplars. Well, today they do it in Planned Predators kit, where they sacrifice children, in a bloody abortion mills where they sacrifice babies. And because the shadows thereof is good, therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom. Now remember, he's speaking to the men. Your daughters will be whores. He says, and your spouses will commit whoredom. He's telling them that because of their sin, now he's speaking to the men, and he's because of their sin, he's going to turn their wives and daughters into whores. Then he says, and I will not punish your daughters who commit whoredom, and your wives when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores. In other words, they were saying that the men are whores in another way. They have gone a whoring away from God. They've gone a whoring, selling themselves to others for pleasure, for money, for prosperity. They've left God. And so they've too become whores. I know you talk to most people when you mention the word whore, and immediately they think of sinful, vulgar woman, but actually there's more spoken of in the scripture of whores to when it talks about actually peoples and nations, and of course organizations that have become whores. And so here I want to turn now to Psalm 2, and in Psalm 2 I'm going to wet my whistle here in a minute. Alrighty, very good. This is the fourth time of teaching today. In Psalm 2, we read this. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. Now, can you imagine that, folks? This is exactly what's happening today in this world. The United Nations, the G8, the G6 summit, when you have the national, and the NOW are a the WHO, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Association, all of these so-called associations have turned against God. They have become antichrist, and they've turned against Christianity. Now here he has two applications in this verse. Here, when it says the kings of the earth set themselves in rulers to take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed. Well, here now, the Lord is Jesus Christ. The Lord is Jesus Christ. And the anointed, Jesus is also referred to as the anointed one. But the anointed here too are Christians. They're God's people. These are Christians. And so when this was written, it was considered that they were the righteous Jews. The righteous Jews were also, and this is a psalm of King David. And so here, and they say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And so here today, the world wants to get rid of us. So we're seeing this rage coming up. Why do the heathen rage? This gender queer, what they call transgender, we refer to them as gender queer. This gender queer they're blaming God. They blame God for what they've become. God didn't do that to them. God didn't make them that way. They did that to themselves. Oh, yeah, they had the help of those in the public school system and others, but they did it to themselves. And you notice something. I think out of the last six school shootings, five of those have been gender queers that have been doing the shooting, the killing. You see, we've talked about this several times. You know, when you take young women and you fill them with testosterone, it kind of makes them crazy. Now, and I'm not kidding you, folks. It makes them crazy. It fills them with rage. They're not used to, their bodies were not made for testosterone. So it has a real devastating effect. At the same time, when you take estrogen and you start injecting estrogen into these young boys, young men, it too has a devastating effect. And it makes these people crazy. Because it's not what God had created for them. And this is why you have all these nutcases, these shooters out there today. These are being created. And so he goes on and he says, he that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. My gosh, does God got people in derision today? He has got them in absolute derision. And, you know, in Isaiah 66, verse 4, he says, he will choose their illusion. He will choose their delusion, folks. Think about this. Think about what is happening out there. When you have a woman that wants to be on the Supreme Court, a woman, she's a woman, and she is asked, what is a woman? She said she doesn't know. Kind of maybe. She don't know if she ever saw one, right? I'm not kidding you. This is delusionary. When the AMA now says that they're not sure that there's two different genders. Therefore, on birth certificates, they no longer want to put male or female. And this is one of the reasons why the AMA has lost all credibility. It's lost all credibility. And unfortunately, a lot of your MDs, your medical doctors, we'll talk about that later, they've all lost so much credibility. He goes on to say, then shall he speak to them in his displeasure and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet will I set my kings upon the holy hill of Zion. I will declare that decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. here. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be trusted, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish for the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And so here, so the world has rejected God, has rejected his laws, with the help of the public indoctrination system called the public education system, with government media, with the Department of Education, with the World Health Organization, all of these, the Department of Defense, the DOJ, the FBI, they're all at war against God. They've all gone to war against God. And so, here, just when it seemed that America had been completely and totally given over to ruin and defeat, all of a sudden there's a rumbling. There's a rumbling out there. And here, being heard or all across the land, there's a cry to take America back. And that rumbling is getting louder. And those sleepy Americans are now starting to awaken to the words of Nikita Khrushchev. And I remember, just like it was yesterday, when Nikita Khrushchev was stating, he says, "We will defeat you from within. We will indoctrinate your children. We will go into all of public education. We will be into your textbooks." Here, he made the statement, "And we will defeat you without firing a shot. We will give you dose after dose after dose of socialism until one day you awaken to find out that you are not communist." Well, all of a sudden, parents are now realizing what we have been warning against for decades, and they're now starting to push back. Many of those that had been deceived into believing that the gender queen and allowed themselves to be surgically mutilated are now suing those greedy reprobates that were performing that so-called trans-sex crimes upon these children. Many of these children now, especially these young girls that have had their breasts removed, and they were told, "Don't worry, you can reverse this if you ever decide to." Then they find out they were lied to. And now they're upset, and now they're suing. And these perverted people that perform these mutilations on these young children brag about how much money they're making by mutilating children. These are sick people, folks. Very sick people. But now there's some good news in all of that. Right now, I believe there's 22 states that have made genderqueer surgery on minors under 18 illegal. Period. Illegal. Okay? Even with your parents' permission, they have made genderqueer surgery illegal, and that is good. And we have a bill right here in Ohio that if we can stop this amendment to the Constitution, and which we're going to do, we'll stop that here in Ohio too. We can make it illegal in Ohio for these animals to continue to molest children. Now, there's a realization that is starting to dawn upon the people in this country that we are indeed in a civil war with the global communists, and that's starting to take hold of those that have been so oblivious to their own surroundings. For years and years and years, we've been saying, "Do you see what they're doing? Do you see what they're doing now? Do you see what they're doing now?" And now they're starting to realize this. And here, I understand about 300, during the midterms, about 300 county school boards were taken back by conservatives. Conservatives took it away from the Communist Party. About 300. We're at a war for the hearts and the souls and the minds of the children. Listen, folks, when you hear people say, well, now, I know we disagree with them, we're conservative, they're liberal. No, they're the enemy and they're evil. God's word says they're the enemy and they're evil. And if you don't agree with the word of God, you're a fool. I mean, you are an absolute fool if you don't agree with the word of God. You say, well, gee, Pastor, do you have to be so harsh? No, listen. This is reality. You have been dumbed down to the point where when I ask where's the outrage, there is no outrage. There should be outrage against what they've done to the children in this country, what they've done to our country. America, the once greatest nation on earth, now she's falling. She's imploding from within. She's hurt. She's cut. She's bleeding. Now, there's other good news, too. The woke-a-dope corporations. The woke-a-dope corporations out there. Remember? We talked about that before. They're starting to feel the pushback by morally superior people who have been offended by the assault on their intelligence. For example, Coke. Remember Coke came out with this real brilliant statement that white men have to start to learn how to be less white. Now think about that. Now remember what we just read about God sending them a strong delusion? Coca-Cola Company came out with that statement and said that white men need to become less white. Well, do you know what that did for Coke sales? Well, it didn't do them any good, I can tell you that. Sales dropped. And people like me, I went on talking about how since I quit drinking Coke, I'm becoming whiter all the time. And we made entertainment out of their foolishness, their absolute lunacy. And then you had, of course, the latest thing here is this Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch. They're calling it queer beer now. Bud Light is called queer beer because they went and they got that drag skag. They went and they got that drag skag out there to be on to endorse Bud Light. And so all of Joe Sixpacks, all the rednecks, all those out there that were drinking Bud Light said, hey, I don't want to drink that. That's queer beer. I don't want to be associated now with that. So Bud Light took a huge hit of $7 billion. Anheuser-Busch, I should say, took a hit of $7 billion. That's a lot of money. That's a whole lot of money, believe me. And so here, then you had Wally Mart. Wally Mart had given like $300 million, to burn, loot, and murder, or they call Black Lives Matter. And guess what? A whole lot of people, me including, stopped going to Walmart. The only time I will go to Walmart is if there's something that I absolutely cannot get anywhere else. And I'm not going to punish myself for them, but other than that, I don't go. And I know a lot of people that have stopped going to Walmart, a whole lot. And guess what? Walmart now, they have to close down a whole lot of stores. And then the same thing you have with Target. And a lot of these others, Bed Bath and Beyond, they went bankrupt. Many of these other big corporations, that Kohl's and that, they got hit in the pocketbook. they found out, hey, well, you know what? There are some people out there that are paying attention and do have some morals. And boy, did we offend those morals. We don't mind offending the people. We don't want to offend their wallet, and we've done that. And so here, again, Nike is another one. Another one. People quit buying that because of that genderqueer promoted Nike. And then here, we see today that the credibility of the government media, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, NPR, their credibility is at an all-time low. It's next to nothing as far as believability today. The only thing that people believe today in so many cases is the weather. I mean, that's about the only thing we can, and they get that wrong a lot of the times, but, you know, the others you just can't beat. They twist, they spin, they pervert in the government-controlled media. And then here, more and more Americans now realize they have no obligation to give any legitimacy to the weaponized federal thugs out there. In other words, folks, you have absolutely, not only do you have the right to give no legitimacy to Joe Biden. He was not duly elected. He stole the election. He was inserted in there. He's as corrupt gets. And in fact, it would be a sin for you to give honor to whom honor does not belong. And so you don't have to recognize, I do not recognize him as the President of the United States. Donald Trump is still the legitimate of the President of the United States. I don't recognize the FBI or the DOJ as being legitimate organizations. They're not anymore. They've lost all credibility. They have become so corrupted, so absolute from inside out, they've become corrupted. I don't give any credibility to the CIA or the DOD, Department of Justice. Again, a Department of Defense, rather. They have, again, become totally corrupted. In fact, the Department of Defense is behind so much of this world depopulation, this whole global depopulation. They have been behind some really, really wicked and evil things, especially where it comes to these labs where they're making bioweapons. The Department of Defense have become completely corrupted. And so you have no obligation to in any way, shape, or form show them any, I mean any at all, legitimacy. You don't have to do that. They don't deserve it. And then people are in people in much, much, much larger numbers today are now believing the warnings about the kill shots called the vaccines. Remember the COVID-19 vaccine? We told people before one single person had taken that shot, we were warning you out there, these are not vaccines. And we got a lot of people were saying, where do you guys get this stuff? And I trust my doctor. I'm sorry, but I trust my doctor more than I trust you. Well, guess what? Some of those very same people that said that now have said, well, I walked that back. I should have listened to you. I had a terrible reaction. I got terribly sick. And now the CDC has admitted, they've admitted that over 300,000 Americans have died directly due to the shot. Well, guess what? The number's much, 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 much larger than that. That's only what they're admitting to, folks. You're going to find out that it goes way higher than that. You've got a huge amount of people out there that have been permanently damaged with myocarditis and others. The trust in the AMA is gone, an all-time low. More and more MDs are regretting what they did and wish they had not done that. And, you know, I'm talking to them, and, you know, we listened to what we were told by the drug companies, and that's their apology. And so more and more concerned Americans are calling upon their county sheriffs, too, to protect them from the weaponized feds. And another really good thing is more and more of the young people are pro-life, or seeing more and more young people pro-life. I'm going to turn over to a verse that you all are familiar with. And this is the answer. And this is how America can be healed. And we read in 2 Chronicles 7:12 through 15. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for the house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be opened, and my ears intent to the prayer that is made in this place. Folks, God's word does not return void. If people could only believe what I just read, what God said, if people in America would do that, I think on May 4th is the National Day of Prayer. People really need to repent. They really need to try to understand. Now, God can bring them to the place. He can bring them to the place, and that's probably going to happen because they don't care about God's law. And the Bible says all nations that forget their God will be turned into hell. And if they would only had enough sense, only had enough sense to listen to what God's word, the Bible says, and to humble themselves before Almighty God and to call upon his name, our nation could be healed. And you say, well, what are we going to do, Pastor? I'm doing the best I can. Well, that's all you can do. You can do what you can do. And because we each have to answer for ourselves out there today. And hell's going to be a really crowded place, I can tell you that. Meanwhile, you want to avoid hell as much as possible, folks. You do want to avoid it. And the Lord Jesus tells you how you can avoid it very clearly without a stutter. To pray to the Father, ask forgiveness of your sins, and then ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, completely and totally. And if you'll do that, he says that you will be a new creature, a born-again believer, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you will be on the way to immortality. You've got God's word on that. Don't get any stronger than that. So don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. I'd do it. How much time do I have?
Almost 30.
Okay. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. Folks, do it. If you have not called upon the name of the Lord, do it now. Do it right now. Well, we're out of time for tonight. So as we do every night at this time, we say good night. God bless. And always, always, and I do mean always, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.